Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. Well, today joining us is me, Stephanie. I'm going to be teaching you one of my favorite little activities having to do with sound. This is actually related to an exhibit on our museum floor called Find That Sound. And we're going to do Find That Sound, but with you here, listening over a podcast. So what you need in order to do this is a set of keys or a small bell and a friend. So I'll be your friend today. And this activity works best if you're listening to it through headphones. You might notice that this is in stereo. Most of our podcasts are in mono. So listen to it through headphones if you can. If you're listening to it in your car, we'll see if it works. Now close your eyes. I'm going to clang a little bell at different locations around. I've got two headphones, which are mimicking your ears, and I want you to point to where you think that the sound is coming from, and I'll tell you so that you can see whether or not you're right. That was to the right of you. That was to the left. Where do you think that one was? That's to the front of you. And that's to the back. Where's that one? That's above you. And that's below. Let's try a random one. That was to your upper right. What about this one? That's the left. So good. Which of those locations was easier to pinpoint? Were sounds to the left or to the right easier to locate than sounds from above or below? Of course, this works differently over speakers or headphones than in person. You can do it with a friend. Just close your eyes and have your friend jingle their keys at different locations. Try covering one ear, or if it's happening in person, tilting your head to see how this affects your ability to locate different sounds. So it turns out that because our ears are on the left and right, we're better at locating sounds horizontally to the left and right than vertically, up or down. Tilting your head can help. Again, that's not going to help if you're listening through headphones. These skills are used by blind people when they're trying to navigate the world. They tilt their head to find out whether or not something's coming from up or down. So we locate sounds in space by noticing when a sound reaches one ear before the other. Yeah, it's actually the timing of the sound that matters. We can actually perceive the difference in timing between when a sound reaches the left ear versus the right ear. Since sound moves at 340 meters per second, that's not a very big difference. You can calculate that it takes about 700 millionths of a second at most for sound to cross the space of your head. But in the very best of conditions, we can actually hear a time difference down to 10 millionths of a second. Of course, there's also an intensity difference in the sound. If the sound is coming from the right, then the left ear is going to be in the acoustic shadow of the head. And we can actually perceive sounds as small as 1 decibel. And that also helps us to locate where a sound is coming from. Now, over headphones, this is all different. Where does it sound like my voice is coming from right now? Here, I'll say something else so you can listen to me while you're thinking about it. Well, usually it sounds like it's coming from inside your head. That's because there's no time delay and no intensity difference between sounds in either ear. If you change the balance on your stereo to left or right, it can sound like the sound is coming from the left or the right of you. So this is something that's really fun to do in your classroom. Just have kids partner up, close their eyes, and jingle a set of keys or something like that around, and experiment with how you can navigate the world using just your two ears. This is called binaural hearing.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chastine. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.